Dr. Prince, don't you think that it would be practical to wait until you have a lot of people to baptize people in the church? I teach pastoral ministry at the seminary, and when we were talking about baptism, that was one of the questions that I got one time. And I said, what do you mean? Why? Why would you wait? And he said, well, you know, it's kind of inconvenient. After all, it's just a symbol. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to try that with your wife. This is just my wife. What if I were to say, I were to meet you, you're visiting today, and Judy and I walk up, and I say, hey, I'm David, and this is just my wife. Now, she is my wife, but she's not just anything. Baptism is a symbol, but it's not just anything. Any more than the Bible is just a book. Any more than we would say the gospel is just a story. No, baptism is far more than just a symbol. And I said, inconvenient? I said, let me tell you just how inconvenient baptism is. I said, in our congregation where I pastor, there was a lady who was in the baptistry and told us she wanted to film it to send it to her family because her family said, if you are baptized, we will disown you. And with tears in her eyes, she said, Mother and Father, I love you. I know you've said you'll disown me for doing that, and I don't want you to. I will always love you no matter what you do. But I am not making a mistake. I am making the best decision of my life. That's what she said right there. And she pled for them to believe in Christ. Well, yeah, that's inconvenient, but true. Unless you're willing to leave father and mother, brother and sister, you cannot be my disciples. Yeah, baptism signifies that.